Yeah, we're just going to brown out some vetch. I've sowed a block of vetch this year just to give get a break crop in the program. So we're just killing it at the minute. I'm going to save a little bit for harvest. So we've actually gone and dissed a little bit in for a bit of green manure for a bit of an experiment. So we'll see how that goes. We're just going to compare the three different things, spraying it, discing it in, which we haven't done for a long time. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. It certainly grew very well this year, the vetch, so more than happy.
I know that break crops are becoming more common around this area, but that seems kind of counterintuitive to be killing a crop just as it's coming up to harvest and it's looking, you know, green and lush like this.
Yeah, it's a little bit backwards, isn't it? But we're trying to conserve moisture, so killing it now, the plant will stop drinking the moisture in the ground. So that's one of the main, well, is the main thing in the Mallee, is to conserve every drop of moisture that you can get. So yeah, looks like we'll harvest some, get enough for some seed, and with our disking in and killing, we'll have a good experimental paddock next year to see what grows the best. But hoping that we should grow a wheat crop on it. If the rains will help us out next year.
Do you know many people around this area doing the same thing?
There'll be plenty of people killing vetch, yeah, for sure. I don't know whether there's too many disc it in, like we're having a crack at, but yeah, it goes against all the environmental things that we've been taught over the years to conserve our topsoils, which we do and we have. But yeah, I think there'll be certainly plenty of vetch getting killed, and there'll be some for harvest, and I think there'll be more and more grown around the Mallee.
When you say disc it in, what do you mean by that?
We've got an old two-way disc that we found under a tree, so it's just turning in the green. It's called green manuring, so it's turning in the plant when it's green. It'll rot down in the soil and provide some nutrients for hopefully next year's crop.
Yep. So first-time vetch, what was it about vetch that appealed to you?
Agronomist advice, just had to get some more break crops in the program. So we grow canola and lupins and peas. I'm thinking about maybe having a crack at some lentils next year if it looks like it's going to be all right. So just trying to get some pulses and yeah, just some breaks in the program to eliminate some disease and just help out the varieties and the grains that we're trying to grow.
I'll probably have to check in with you this time next year to see whether or not it's worked. Are you confident that it's going to make a difference?
I think it'll, with the rain, if we get rain, it'll certainly grow a good crop. The green manure and it's commonplace if you'll grow a lot better crop on a lupin or a pea stubble or something. So it just seems to give it that break, and killing it now will conserve all the moisture. So I'm hopeful that it'll work, but I'll give you a call in 12 months' time.
It might be a bit of a kind of laborious and expensive experiment.
Yeah, it's a risk, but that's farming. So we seem to be throwing plenty of money at everything else. So, we'll try this and see how it goes. But I'm reasonably confident.